أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل لا يستوي الخبيث والطيب ولو أعجبك كثرة الخبيث فاتقوا الله يا أولي الألباب لعلكم تفلحون صدق الله العلي العظيم. Respected elders, friends, beloved students, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent Hazrat Nabiyya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the chosen of all the messengers alayhimu salatu wa salam, to inform us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ يَقْدِرُ. That O Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your Rabb, your Creator, your Sustainer, that Allah ta'ala is the great being who brought the whole world into existence from non-existence. Nothing was existing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the entire universe from nothingness. From this we understand Allah is Khallaqi Azeem, Khallaqi Aleem, a very great creator. Nobody can bring something from nothing into existence. Only Allah Rabbul Izzat can do it. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, not only one or three or two things we create, وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. And your Rabb is that great being who creates whatever He desires. And the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can't even imagine. Allah, but just on the ground, the amount of insects that are crawling and how many insects Allah ta'ala has created, we can't even imagine. And each and every creation, Allah ta'ala is fully aware of that ant that is walking in the deep ground, that ant that is moving, the worms that are in the bottom of the earth, Allah ta'ala knows of all that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, who has created all this? Your Rabb, Allah Rabbul Izzat. That is why Allah ta'ala teaches us, when you realize who created us, then naturally it should come on our tongue, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise only belongs to Allah. Allah is Rabbul Alameen. Allah is that great creator who created the whole, all the universes, so many universes. According to many Mufassirin, there's over 80,000 universes. And that is just an estimation according to our limited minds. Allah knows best how many they are. And then from all the creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَخْتَارُ. Allah ta'ala chooses, Allah gives preference to whom He wants to. مَا كَانَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ. Nobody has got a choice in this matter. Not even the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam. Not even the greatest Nabi, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is only and solely the choice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala creates whatever He desires, then Allah ta'ala chooses that some creation are better than the other creation, and from certain species of creation, Allah makes some of them better than the others. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so great, so mighty, so magnificent. And then myself, we should ponder and think that Allah has created so many creation, and from all of them, Allah ta'ala has chosen me and you as ashraful makhlukat, the best of all creation. Allahu Akbar. First of all, our Hazrat explains us so beautifully, just to be existing, just to be living in the world, in any form, whether you are a snake, whether you are a dog, whatever the case may be, just to be living, you are enjoying the ni'mat of Allah. That is a great favor of Allah, that Allah gives you life. And if Allah gave us life in the best of all forms, Allahu Akbar. And to understand how great is this ni'mat, Allah is taking qasam over qasam and then saying, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. To make us understand and realize, Allah doesn't have to take a qasam. Like today said, we human beings, a human being in reality, the best of all creation, whatever he do is supposed to be the best. But sadly we forget who we are. So even our speech becomes rotten. A human being when he speaks is supposed to say a true word. But today as Muslims we say, we even take Allah's name and we still tell lies. How sad this is. Which shows that we got a very terrible disease. Myself I'm talking of, and we all should check our own condition, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq to realize and try and make an effort to change. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make me and you understand, Allah is taking qasam. And why Allah takes qasam? To inform us that what I'm going to tell you after this qasam is very, very important. Pay attention and listen. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. From all my creation that I have created, I have chosen insan, this human being, I chose you to be the best of all creation. Allah. Imagine, Allah is saying that Allah chose me and you to be the best of all creation. So shouldn't we be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Shouldn't we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That is why Allah ta'ala sent Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is to inform us of this, and then how to appreciate it. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us every day you get up, when your eyes open, first thing, Alhamdulillah illazhi ahyana ba'da ma amatana wa ilayhi nushur. All praise belongs only to Allah. Allah gave me another life. Every day is like Allah is giving us a new life. Allah. There's one masala that's called iqala. That is, you buy something from a shop and now you don't want it. And you go back to the owner and you say, please take it back, give my money. And if he takes it back, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, for such a businessman, Allah will build a palace in Jannah. Allah. One sahabi heard this, he opened his shop near Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not actually to make business, just to get this great reward. After 6 months, when somebody came and returned, and he gave the money back, he was too happy, I got my palace. Sahaba had this yaqeen, and this is what we have to build. Then he closed his shop. So other friends told him, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala told him, that you are doing a splendid business and you were not missing salah or anything. Why you close your shop? I didn't open my shop to do business. I opened my shop to get my akhirah, the palace in Jannah. So iqala like that. So today Allah gave us life. Now we realized that I wasted my day. Tomorrow Allah gives you another life. That is why another dua Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us, Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي أَقَالَنَا يَوْمَنَا هَذَا وَلَمْ يُحْرِتْنَا بِذُنُوبِنَا. That Allah ta'ala has given us iqala in exchange for the rotten life of yesterday, Allah gave us another life. وَلَمْ يُحْرِتْنَا بِذُنُوبِنَا. In fact, Allah is supposed to be destroying myself. The worst that Allah is supposed to destroy us because of our sins. But Allah gave us another life. So how kind is Allah Rabbul Izzah. So this is how we should appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first of all by realizing who gave me this life. So when you get up in the morning, realize Allah ta'ala gave me this life. Praise Allah, make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further teaches us that when Allah has created you, Allah made you the best of all creation. Subhanallah, Allah is so pure, Allah is so magnificent, Allah ta'ala is so great. And when we say Subhanallah, then it doesn't increase the purity of Allah. Allah is extremely pure, very, very pure, free from any weakness, free from any fault. Allah doesn't get tired, doesn't get sleepy at all. Allahu Akbar. Like in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, there was a shepherd. He loved Allah, but he didn't know how to recognize Allah, how to find Allah. That is why we have to learn from those who know about Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, Ar-Rahman, fas'al bihi khabira. Allah is very merciful, very, very kind. But you won't know how kind is Allah, fas'al bihi khabira. Jo ba khabar hai, those who know about Allah. Those who learn from their elders, their mashayikh, they learn from their mashayikh. Till it came to Sahaba, Sahaba learn from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah Akbar, Allah Ta'ala taught Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam directly Allah's ma'rifat, Allah's greatness. So when you learn from the friends of Allah, then you will know how great Allah Ta'ala is. Today we say Allah Ta'ala is great, but in front of Allah, Allah is watching us. We're still looking at haram. We're looking at something haram on our mobiles. But if we see a police and we're driving past, oh, there's the police. So we are more scared from the police than we are scared from Allah Subhanahu. Because we don't know the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still. Talking of myself, as I've mentioned, we all should ponder of our own condition. So the shepherd in the time of Musa alayhi salam wa salam, he was looking after his sheep and goats, and he used to get tired and his whole day in the sun. Then one day he was saying, Ya Allah, I look after these goats, sheep, if one goat runs away, I have to run behind it, I get so tired. Oh Allah, you created the whole creation. How tired you must be getting, Ya Allah. I wish I knew where you were, oh Allah. Where's your house? Where's your address? Then I could have come and I could have managed your head, put oil in your head. I could have pressed your feet, oh Allah. I could have be of service, make khidmat. He didn't know how great is Allah. Allah is not in need of all these things. Musa was going past and he heard. Musa was a Jaleel al-Qadr, the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he reprimanded him. He says, what? How can you talk like this of Allah? Allah doesn't need all these things. Allah doesn't need anybody to manage his head and plant his feet and all that. So this poor shepherd, he became upset and became very worried. Then Allah Ta'ala sent Wahi to Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And he said, oh Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, don't reprimand my lover. He loves me, but he doesn't know me. So you teach him. Tell him, explain to him who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are supposed to be going to the friends of Allah to learn who is Allah. And when you start learning who Allah is, how great, how kind, wallah, you can't help loving anybody besides Allah. You'll only love Allah and you'll only want to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But because we haven't taken our time, we haven't realized that Allah has created us, Allah has sent us in this world, not just to pass our time, not just to finish our life, but to find Allah. And to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah didn't make it difficult. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us in this ayat al-kareema that when Allah has created the whole creation, whatever He desires, He chooses, subhanallah. Allah is extremely pure. Don't associate any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is far above that. In other words, become only Allah ta'ala's. Become solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been so kind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been so merciful. Allah made us the best of all creation. Then from insan itself, Allah, who is the best of all creation, Allah has chosen certain people to be better than others. And from amongst insan, the greatest of all, the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. And from them also Allah Ta'ala says, tilka rusulu faddalna ba'dhum ala ba'd. These are my great men, the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, but they have given certain preference over the others. And all have come with the same message of the oneness of Allah, to recognize Allah. How great is Allah, how magnificent is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever follows this path to learn how great is Allah, how magnificent is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving us the glad tidings and saying, khayrukum, the best of all. Who is saying? Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If your father stay in the house, your four, five brothers, that this son of mine is my best son, you get happy. Hey, my father said he's the best son. If your ustad in the class, he says that from these 20 students, this student, he is my best student. You get happy, you go home, you tell your mother, you tell everybody, my ustad said I'm the best student. And if a great sheikh, a great alim came and he said, you are a very good boy, looks like you're the best boy in this class, you get very happy. Here Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that from the creation of Allah, the best of all is insan. From insan, Allah Akbar. The best of all, Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Then those who have followed in the path of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, then the greatest of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And those that are connected to Nabi Kareem because of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Akbar. Sahibi Qasida Burda, Allama Busayri, Rahmatullah alayhi, has explained in his Qasida Burda so beautiful, Bushra lana ya ma'ashar al-Islami inna lana, min al-inayati ruknan ghayra munhadami, lamma da'allahu da'ina li ta'atihi, bi akrami rusul, kunna akram al-umami. He says, oh Ummat of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have forgotten who we are. Take glad tidings just to think, Allah made me in the Ummat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. If all our lives we just spend in sajda, just to make shukr, Allah, you made me in the ummat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is also not sufficient. So anyway, he says, bushra lana, great tidings to us, ya mashra al-Islam, O people of Islam, inna lana min al-inayati ruknan ghayra munhadam. From the very special favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala has given us a very strong pillar of support. The whole world can get together, they can't break down that support. But sadly today we are all crying, Muslims are suffering in the world. Why? What's happening? There's so lot robbery, there's so lot crime. Because we left that pillar of support. And something you have to hold, if there's a strong wind, they tell you hold the spada, you won't, the wind, you won't get affected by the wind, but you leave it and you are blowing away and you're crying that I'm falling and I'm in problems, then who you have to blame? You have to blame yourself. So today myself, we the Ummah, we have left the pillar of support of Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's lifestyle. That beautiful way of life, so we're getting blown away with all the effects of kufr and shirk and batil and bid'at and all fashion and all this. We are getting blown in this terrible wind and we're crying, what is happening to the Ummah? So the easiest way, we have to come back and hold the pillar of the sunnahs of Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And because of this, Allahu Akbar, it's not that we will be doing a favor to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam or a favor to Allah Aliyazu Billah, we are doing a favor to ourselves. That Lama Kasira, Lama Busayri Rahmatullah Ali says, Lama da Allahu da'ina li ta'ati fi akrami rusul kunna akramal umam. When Allah has sent the greatest da'i, the invited towards the oneness of Allah, that we should be only obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, appreciating the favors of Allah, which is supposed to be natural. If somebody would do good to you, you know how kind and good he is. If you are a human being, then you will appreciate. Naturally, you will also be good to that person. He wants something, you will serve him, etc. So Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has come with the greatest ni'mat, how to recognize Allah, to find our Allah. And because bi akrami rusul, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is kareemu mi akram, shameelu mi ajman, Allahu Akbar. From all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they are very honorable people. From all the honorable personalities, Allah made Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the most honorable. From all the beautiful personalities, Allah made Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the most beautiful. And then Allah chose me and you to be the followers of Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the most honorable, because we are connected to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we become the most honorable. So from this we learn that just to be connected to the pious servants of Allah, which is called nisbat. Nisbat means your connection. That who are you are connected to? If somebody says, who's this boy? He looks very respectable. No, he's connected to Quran Sharif. He goes and learns Quran Sharif. So now you become honored because you're connected to the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to build. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has come to the world to teach us how to build this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us how to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when we say subhanallah, Allah is very pure, then we are not increasing the purity of Allah. Allah is as pure as ever. But when we say subhanallah, Allah is so kind. Allah says jaza'u wifaqa. How you do, that is how in return I will treat you. In other words, you saying, I'm pure, I am pure. Whether the whole world say it or the whole world doesn't say it, Allah is pure. But when we say subhanallah, Allah says, my banda, say I'm pure, I will purify his heart. All these evil qualities that come in our heart because of the environment, the wrong friends, etc. When we don't realize, we have to learn who Allah Ta'ala is. And we leave the beautiful lifestyle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then we get caught up in all the winds of fashion and filth and dirt. So when we say subhanallah, Allah says, I'll purify this heart of my banda. I'll take out the love of all this fashion, all this terrible things from his heart. I'll put Allah, Allah will put his love in our hearts. Allahu Akbar. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah I've recited, Allah ta'ala tells us that generally the nature of mankind is such that what is good for us, we don't realize that is good. And what is harmful for us, because it just looks very glitter, very shiny, very nice, so your nature goes towards that. But if you sit with the right people, the friends of Allah, then you realize that Allah Ta'ala says, كُلَّا يَسْتَوِي الْخَبِيثُ وَالطَّيِّبُ وَلَوْ عَجَبَكَ كَثْرَةُ الْخَبِيثِ. First of all, let me finish that glad tidings of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, from my ummah, the best are who? خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنِ وَعَلَّمَ. The best are those who strive in learning Quran Sharif and teaching Quran Sharif. So who has said this? Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should realize this and we should have this yaqeen. Myself I say, but the yaqeen is not in my heart. So for this yaqeen to build, we have to sit in the company of the friends of Allah. In their heart that yaqeen is, if we sit with an open heart and with a desire that, oh Allah, I want this yaqeen, this greatness of yours to penetrate my heart, then only it will penetrate our hearts. So we have to sit with an open heart, open mind, and realize that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, now when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you are the best of people, those who are learning Quran Sharif, teaching Quran Sharif, and all those who take part in these type of activities, assist in running the madrasas, assist in helping the asatiza, etc. All those get, they all, because of that nisbat, that connection, what this great work, Allah Ta'ala also counts them amongst them. So we should realize that this is the best of all work. But many a times Allah has chosen us to do the best work, but we don't realize we are doing the best. Outward the dunya looks smart, somebody has got, he looks like he's a professional man, he's driving a smart car, doctor, lawyer, whatever. We think, hey, that man, he is going up in life. We don't, because we haven't got the yaqeen. And that is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us also, that anybody, Allah Ta'ala has chosen you to learn Quran Sharif. And if you think somebody who is learning any field in this dunya, secular field, becoming a doctor, lawyer, whatever, you feel is better than you, then you have shown disrespect to the Quran Sharif, the word of Allah. The word of Allah is the greatest. So we should learn to, we should have to make shukr to Allah, that Allah, you have chosen me to be in the best of all fields. That is to be learning Quran Sharif, and make niyyah that while I'm learning, Allah must put the proper effect of Quran Sharif in my heart, and I must realize the greatness of Quran Sharif. I must practice on Quran Sharif. That is why our shaykh teaches us so beautifully. One very important niyat when we recite Quran Sharif, when we learn Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, Salik al kitab la rayba fi hudan lil muttaqin. This is the kitab of hidayat. So make niyat that, oh Allah, this is the kitab of hidayat. And then this is the kitab of taqwa, of gaining your love, your fear in your love, and all great qualities. This kitab teaches us all the great qualities. So Allah, you have chosen me to pick up your Quran Sharif. You have chosen me to learn Quran Sharif. Oh Allah, let all these qualities penetrate my heart. Then you see Allah Akbar. Look at our elders of before, our fathers, grandfathers. When they used to get up early in the morning, the rule in the house used to be, everybody must be awake before Fajr. And before Fajr, all the children, everybody, they must be reading Quran Sharif. And then the boys, the men, they must go to the masjid. The women folk, they must read their namaz at home. After that, they must make their zikr. They must read their wazifas. Then only they can start going to work. Because of that, everybody talked today that in those days, there was a lot of love. There was a lot of honesty. There was a lot of fruitfulness. Why? Because they used to read Quran Sharif. Although they were simple people, they didn't have much knowledge of deen, but they had attachment with Quran Sharif. And they knew this was the word of Allah. This is the great kitab. So because of that effect, they had all good qualities. Today we have Quran Sharif. We have so many CDs, so many qiraat. But our Shaykh says so beautifully, you'll see one qari sitting on the minbar, reading very beautiful qiraat. Everybody shaking their head and saying, wah wah. But without taking the message of Allah, we're just getting overtaken by His voice. And when that qari is finished and he leaves the masjid, then the way he is dressed, nobody knew that he was a qari sahib who recited Quran Sharif. One day in one masjid in Egypt, one great person of Canada, Amiruddin, he was a great person in the work of Dawat and Tabligh. He came to our country also, mashallah. So when they were in one, the Jamaat was in one masjid in Egypt, and the Imam Sahib read very beautiful qiraat, and he was very overtaken. After namaz, there is an office there where they can meet the Imam. So he went to that office and he asked, where is the Imam? I want to meet him. So the Imam Sahib was sitting by his desk. He had no beard, he had no jubba on, he was sitting ordinary person. But when the Imam Sahib read the namaz, then he had a nice jubba, he had a beard, everything. So Colonel Amiruddin Sahib asked him, where is the Imam? I want to meet him. He says, yeah, I'm the Imam. I say, no, the Imam who performed the namaz just now. That Imam I want to meet. He says, it's me. He says, no, that Imam had a nice beard. He had a nice jubba on. He says, yes, that was me. Look behind the door, there's my beard hanging. There's my jubba hanging. So if like that, Allah made us the best to be learning Quran Sharif, but after we learn Quran Sharif or after we read, then we get involved in the wrong things, then we are not appreciating this great favor of Allah. And that is why Allah Ta'ala reminds us, كُلَّا يَسْتَوِي الْخَبِيرِ وَالطَّيِّبِ وَلَوْ عَجَبَكَ كَثْرَةُ الْخَبِيرِ. That, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, inform my servants, inform your ummatis, لَا يَسْتَوِي الْخَبِيرِ وَالطَّيِّبِ. That filth and dirt, that is, every lifestyle which is contrary to the teachings of Quran Sharif, what the Quran Sharif doesn't teach us, that is, besides the lifestyle of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, besides the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything else is khabeez, is filth and dirt. And kulla yastawil khabeez wa tayyib. Can filth and dirt be equal and be compared to something that is pure and very, very honored? The Quran Sharif is pure. The teachings of Allah, the commands of Allah is very pure. It comes from Allah Rabbul Izzat. So you can't mix the two, you can't even compare the two. Although Allah Ta'ala says our nature is that if we don't take out time to sit in the company of the friends of Allah, to correct our nature and make it proper, which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Kullu mauludin yuladu ala al-fitra. Every child is born, Allah is giving you a natural nature, a pure nature to follow in the oneness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But when you mix in society, like Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, فَأَبَوَاهُ يُحَوِّدَانِي أَوْ يُنَسْتِرَانِي أَوْ يُمَجِّسَانِي. The environment in the house, if it's a Christian house, now that child, poor child grows up in a Christian way, he becomes a Christian. A Jew child, he grows up in a Jewish home, he becomes a Jew. And today instead, in a Muslim home, we got a Christian lifestyle or other lifestyle. So we like that lifestyle. We don't like Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Although we're going to madrasa or we're going to the masjid, but we just want to be in and out. So from this we should realize Allah says, Fattakullah. Inculcate the love of Allah, which is called taqwa. And taqwa you will get from the friends of Allah, those who got taqwa. When we sit in their company, then our mind will open up. Then we'll come out of our bad lifestyle. Then after you learn, you come to madrasa, you learn your sabak. When you go out of the madrasa, you won't get involved in filth and dirt. That is the wrong company. And wrong company today is not only your friends, your mobile phone. You're just waiting that when madrasa is going to come out. Today, forget when madrasa come out. In the class, you are sitting and you're busy with your cell phone and you're doing all this. These are things that will spoil the good that we do. So we should be alert. Allah says, فَاتَّقُلَّا يَعُونِ الْأَلْبَانِ. You're supposed to be intelligent people. Allah gave us intelligence, brains, and Allah is making us do the best work. We shouldn't be spoiling this work. So that is why very important, we should make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And shukr, one is with the tongue, we say Alhamdulillah. But the real shukr is, we stay away from this khabees. Stay away from all this wrong and bad way of life, all the fashion lifestyle. When you come and learn Quran Sharif, and not only those that are learning, we all of us, when we pick up Quran Sharif, make niyat of hidayat. Oh Allah, want to follow the lifestyle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then see that the hatred of all the fashion, everything will go out of our life. Otherwise, we just read Quran Sharif and we passing our life with no niyat, no intention. And it's like we're putting up a big building, so nice, no foundation. So it will just blow away. Any environment you go in, you get caught up with it. You mix with any friend, you forget that I'm a Hafiz boy. And now you change your clothing, nobody knows you're a Hafiz boy. You shy to keep your beard, etc. And not only Ufaz, to keep a beard is not only for Ufaz. Everybody we have to keep beard, we have to follow the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Allah Ta'ala says, Ya Uli Alba, to intelligent people. So, make inculcate this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then you will be regarded as the best of all ummats, and you will be regarded as the true followers of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You all try, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq after Maghrib, after Isha, there's an important program, Masjid Hamza. Our Hazrat will be addressing us, and tomorrow all day also there'll be program after madrasa, etc. Those boys that are attending madrasa, and the rest of us, we should try and attend the programs. Yeah, latest programs also tell our mothers and sisters to try and attend. It will be very beneficial, inshallah.